The U.S. military discharged a number of immigrant recruits earlier this year, and that led to a pair of legal challenges. They were part of a program that allowed them to apply for fast-tracked citizenship in exchange for military service. Now, some of their fellow foreign-born recruits say their loyalty is being questioned just for following those lawsuits. Vera Bergengruen is a national security correspondent at BuzzFeed News. Vera, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's take this a step at a time. The story starts with something called the Military Accessions Vital to the National Interest Program. Can you talk about what that is and who it brought into the military?
Sure. So they created the program in 2009, and they basically take foreign-born recruits who are in the country who have special language skills or medical skills that native-born soldiers might not have, and they allow them to join the military and serve, and then in exchange they get a fast track to citizenship. And this program has naturalized about 11,000 foreign-born recruits. And it kind of was halted in 2016 because they were worried that they weren't vetting these recruits sufficiently. And all the people who had already been approved, who had enlisted, kind of got stuck in the middle. It was over 1,000 of them. And they've just kind of been in this limbo where they're technically enlisted in the U.S. military, but their background checks are just spinning wheels, and they keep doing more interviews and having their background scrutinized. And it's those people who now are basically stuck.
And this dates back to the end of the Obama administration. And now since then, we've seen lawsuits from those recruits in that limbo situation. What's going on?
Right. So basically what they noticed, I mean, they said it was illegal to tell them that they could join the military, and then, you know, that they basically agreed to a certain contract, and that was being violated. And so the only way that they saw that they could really move this forward was to sue and, you know, immigration lawyers doing it there on their behalf. And the interesting part as well, Rob, is that, you know, the military lawyers or the recruiters themselves are the ones telling these recruits to sue. They're saying, I can't help you. You've been, you know, your status has been stuck for 1 or 2 years in which you can't serve. You can't go to basic training. You can't go home because, you know, you're already enlisted in the U.S. military, and that would be suspicious. And so basically they're themselves telling these recruits to sue because that's the only way they've seen any results. But then they're being penalized for that as well.
And did I read even the JAGs, the Judge Advocate Generals from the military,
right,
are suggesting that they sue the military?
Right. Yeah. They're saying, you know, because it's not the interesting thing is all these recruits are kind of saying, you know, back home, you know, what we admire about the U.S. is this legal process. And we thought this was just, you know, a process. We don't see it as being disloyal as suing the U.S. It's just, you know, we're saying this is what we were promised and we're not getting it.
Now, what's the current status of those lawsuits from those people? The original part of this story, those recruits in this so-called MAVNI program, where are those suits now?
So a couple of recruits of MAVNI soldiers have had luck reversing their discharges after they said they were unfairly discharged. So those individual ones have worked out. And some of the class action lawsuits, which means they apply to, you know, a whole group of people, for example, U.S. Army reservists or others like that, are still just kind of being battled out in courts. But, you know, that's the only hope that these recruits really have, because otherwise, you know, like I said, they can't study, they can't go home, they can't go to basic training or do anything else. They're usually just kind of waiting for these background checks to clear.
Vera Bergengruen is with us, national security correspondent at BuzzFeed News, talking about foreign-born recruits in the U.S. military facing what they say is unfair treatment, unfair scrutiny related to lawsuits that went on. That's what we've been talking about so far, Vera. That's all kind of prologue to the story you've written about now. Now there are foreign-born recruits who are getting extra scrutiny. Why?
So they're saying, so basically what they have to go through is, you know, layers and layers and layers of background checks, some of which existed before and some of which have been added. This includes, you know, a CIA, you know, background check. They scan them for any ties to foreign intelligence, or if your dad was in the army and, you know, China, all of these different ties. And some of these interviews can go 8-10 hours. They're now say that they're being unfairly failed in these interviews. And imagine, you know, you're sitting there for 8-10 hours for little offhand comments that they make about, you know, for example, following these lawsuits. So we started getting some of those reports back. Some of them started sharing them with journalists and with lawyers. And we kind of started seeing patterns in them where sometimes they're told, you know, they're getting marks against their loyalty, which is one of the categories, against their character, against their honesty, for, you know, kind of being goaded by their interviewers into saying, oh, yeah, you know, I follow news about this lawsuit, or I'm interested in it, and things like that. So we started getting those back, and there seems to be no other indication as to why they would be failing these background checks. And so it seems they say that they're being retaliated against for, you know, expressing interest. And it goes with what you were mentioning before. It kind of goes with the military not knowing what to do with these people, because they can't admit them and they can't, you know, do anything else with them. So they're trying to kind of find reasons to make them fail their background checks, is what they're saying.
Yeah, in some cases, some of the people you talked to had been members of a Facebook group that was providing information about these lawsuits that affected the recruits themselves, and they were dinged on these security things for following information that was relevant.
Right. They would literally, the thing is, the recruiters often are very confused. They give you very, you know, contradicting information. Lawyers themselves often don't know what's going on. And so these Facebook groups, which are usually run by immigration lawyers, are the only way that hundreds and hundreds of these, again, U.S. Army recruits who are foreign born have any access to information. So one of them said, you know, it was noted on her report, you know, she says she's part of this Facebook page, but don't worry, she says she doesn't, you know, ask questions or request information. She's just a part of it. But it's a strange thing to note under loyalty. And that's what this report was about.
And the goal of this screening is reasonable. They want to make sure that they're not bringing in people with either ties to foreign espionage, for example, or terrorist affiliations. That's the real goal of this kind of screening, right?
Right, that's right. But what immigration lawyers say is that now that they've kind of added so many new layers, a lot of these interviewers don't actually understand immigration law or immigration statuses. For example, if you're on an F-1 visa, if you're a student here, one of the conditions to get that visa is that you have somebody abroad sending you money, right? Somebody supporting you. But now they're, you know, they will mark that down as being financially supported by someone abroad as a suspicious tie. And so these things are, they can coexist, right? They can both be true. And so there's a lot of things like that. In another case, for example, a woman I spoke with who was Russian said, you know, she provided all the required names for her family members who the FBI wanted to call, but said, you know, please don't call certain people because in Russia it's very suspicious to get a call from the U.S. military or the FBI, and I don't want to, you know, I would place them in danger. And so her saying that was also, for example, marked as being dishonest. So these, of course, it's reasonable, but it seems like a lot of these things that they're being marked down for are either a misunderstanding of their status or immigration law at all, or honestly, you know, they should have, something that they should have been told before they enlisted, been told, hey, it's a problem that, you know, you can follow this thing.
And there's a concern, at least among some of these recruits, it sounds like, that it isn't really about loyalty or security anymore. They see themselves as part of a problem that the military is looking for little reasons to make them go away. Is that what you're hearing from some of these recruits?
Right. And I'm hearing it from the lawyers as well. And honestly, I'm hearing it from people at the Pentagon on a low-key manner. They're saying, you know, we ended this program. All these people had already enlisted. It's just a bureaucratic nightmare. And we're, you know, we can't admit them because of all these new layers that we've added over national security concerns. But we also can't get rid of them. And a lot of these people can't go back. I mean, it says on their passport, on their visa, that they're technically enlisted in the U.S. military, and you can't go back to China or Russia with that on your record. So where are they supposed to go? So, and the ones who've sued have had, a lot of people I spoke with in the last year have had their background checks clear eventually. So it's moving for some people, but apparently only after either legal action or public scrutiny.
Now, again, the origin story for this whole problem goes back to the Obama administration, September of 2016. Have there been efforts under the Trump administration or Trump appointees to try to square things away here?
That's correct. It started under the Obama administration when they raised some security concerns about the program, and then it was completely shuttered under the Trump administration. And I mean, I haven't seen a big change between the two. It's just kind of been the same thread going with these security issues that they say they have. But you know, I really don't see how this resolves itself unless you know, there is some legal action, and that's why that's what they're saying as well.
Now, for these recruits, are they from China or Russia or wherever? What are they doing now? I mean, they're technically sort of in the military, and they're technically sort of not. Like, where do they go in the morning?
Well, exactly. A couple of them were saying, you know, they were also, a lot of them are so intense. You know, they've watched movies about it. They're so, you know, they know so much about the U.S. military, and they're very, very excited about joining. And they'll, you know, be going to the gym to prepare for basic training, and they read all these blogs, and they're ready to go, and they have nowhere to go. Some of them have dropped out of college. A lot of them ran out of money, but they, you know, and they can't really have certain kinds of jobs because, you know, they're technically not employed by other people. And then they also have, you know, their immigration status runs out. If you're a student here and you're on an F-1 visa and you're, you know, you didn't expect to wait 2 years for these background checks to clear, you know, you suddenly might become someone who can be deported, even though you're technically part of the U.S. military. So that was the other big issue, was having some of these people deported back home for having joined the U.S. military. So, you know, it's honestly just a mess.
It's a complicated story. Vera, thanks for sorting it out for us.
Thank you so much.
Vera Bergengruen is a national security correspondent with BuzzFeed News. She was with us to talk about her recent piece on a particular group of immigrants in the U.S. military, and sort of, as we've been hearing, not in the U.S. military.